Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 10.5 cents at 7.93, July wheat down 10 cents, 10.45 and a half, and July beans down 14.75 cents at 16.30 and a half. We opened up the grains higher and then fell out of bed here. The corn went up, filled the gaps on the day session charts and on the multi-session charts, and then fell out of bed. We broke about 22 cents off the highs. The wheat broke 24, 25 off the highs, and the beans broke 32 off the highs, roughly. So not the kind of day you'd expect with the crop progress reports showing how poor the plantings are going around the country. You know, Minnesota, North Dakota, zero plantings. I don't know if I've ever seen that this late. But despite all that, we sold off after filling the gaps, and that was pretty much it. The crude oil broke a good 370 off its highs at one point. Broke the bean oil. Bean oil was up over 2 cents here. It only closed up 19 ticks. But the meal was the big culprit, down about $7. So, you know, this is pretty much a rejection of good news out here. There was the report that India might ban wheat exports. Wheat still closed lower. And the bottom line here is nothing's really changed. We still have tightness around the world. Supplies are not what they could be, certainly. But I guess the big issue is demand. The dollar came back, rallied 50 ticks off its lows. Only closed down 26 ticks at 103.50. That's within a half a cent of contract highs out here. So, you know, I just don't see, if we couldn't rally today on turnaround Tuesday with that crop progress report, you know, I think these markets are in trouble. Filling the gap, closing lower, closing out lower than yesterday's close. Certainly not a friendly technical situation out here. Now, looking at the technicals real quick, July corn is still well above the trend line. On the wheat, we're still above the 50-day. We've taken out the down trend line, but above the 50-day moving average. And the beans, just at the trend line again, and just at the 50-day moving average. If we were to close lower tomorrow, you know, it certainly is not going to look good in these beans. So, you know, I don't see anything particularly positive out here. But with that being said, Chinese come back from holiday on Thursday. Wednesday night, if these markets look terrible, could they step in and buy a ton of corn and a lot of beans? They sure could, and turn this thing right around again. But if we don't see the buying, you know, I think the market's in trouble out here. We're where we've always been. The world needs grain. There's not a lot of grain around. We don't have barely any of the corn planted, let alone 50% by this date. And, you know, how much lower can we go? Well, the funds are long. If it's a money game and they want out, they're long 340,000 contracts of corn in here. It could be a long way to the downside. So I think you got to be very careful out here. I know guys are reluctant to sell it until they get the crop in the ground. But, you know, buying some kind of short-dated put here in the meantime might not be a bad idea to get yourself some protection. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Don't forget, tomorrow we get the Fed report. They're expecting to raise interest rates 0.5 to 0.75 points. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.